This is CPR News. I'm Haley Sanchez. The state's independent redistricting commissions have more time to draw the political maps in a new decision from the Colorado Supreme Court. CPR's Benta Berkland has more.
Colorado's highest court gave the redistricting commissions extra time to submit maps to the court for approval. Democratic attorney Mark Gruskin represents the group Fair Lines Colorado.
And the court basically said to both the Congressional Commission and the Legislative Commission, you've got an extra month so that you can hold hearings and get final census data.
Gruskin says the delay in submitting maps to the Supreme Court does not change the timeline for when they will ultimately be approved by the end of the year. The commissions are now holding public hearings to get feedback. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
Denver Mayor Michael Hancock says addressing homelessness is his top priority. He gave his State of the City speech today. He says he wants to add nearly $30 million in federal pandemic relief money to the city's affordable housing fund.
You have my word. We are going to continue to deploy every tool available with a goal of lifting thousands of people out of homelessness over the next 2 years, including those who are living on our streets in the most unsafe and unhealthy conditions.
A recent report from a local advocacy organization criticized the city's suites of homeless encampments. The report was based on a survey of people living in the streets, many who say the sweeps don't connect them to resources. A second victim of the flooding in Poudre Canyon was recovered yesterday, CPR's Paolo Shalsita reports.
The Larimer County Sheriff's Office confirmed Sunday that search crews had found the body of a man who went missing during last week's flash flood. The death toll is now at 2. 6 houses were destroyed by the overflowing Poudre River, which has filled with debris from the Cameron Peak fire burn scar. The Larimer County Sheriff says they will stop fielding search crews after nearly a full week of using heavy machinery and trained dogs to hunt for signs of the 2 people still missing. I'm Paolo Shalsita, CPR News.
Lake Powell, which gets water to millions of people in the West, dropped to its lowest levels on record over the weekend. CPR's Michael Elizabeth Sakis will explain more here in about 10 minutes on CPR News.